The Brad Sesmatt Show, broadcasting live from the ShopTates.com studios.
It's a good Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Plenty going on here in Arizona sports. Brad Sesmatt with you. Matt Williams is going to join us. Former Diamondback. Long time. One of the originals. Now the new manager of the Washington Nationals. That happened last week. Matt Williams in about 15 minutes. We will visit with him. Our own Jared Cohen was on Family Feud with his family last night. It was embarrassing to watch him at times. Some of the answers that he gave and just that false jumping up and down. I'm so excited to be here, and he's on again tonight. So we have to crush Jared Cohen. They won $20,000 last night on Family Feud. $20K. So we have to have a little bit of fun at his expense. But the big story of the day involves Steve Patterson, the athletic director at Arizona State, and if he's leaving now for the University of Texas. The story started last week. It was promptly put out by those at ASU. Eric and I both talked about this last week, that if Steve Patterson had a phone call from Texas about coming to be the athletic director, what do you do, Eric, if you get that phone call? What move do you make?
You put your house on the market immediately.
You run.
Yes.
You race to the airport.
Well, first you call your realtor and say, hey, guess what? There's a really nice East Valley home for sale. Just, I don't care what it's listed for. Just list it. Let's go.
You don't call them. You're in the cab calling them. You don't even take your own car because you're never coming back.
And again, no swipe at ASU.
No,
ASU's a great job. But
you know what I see on Twitter today? Some people at ASU are like, well, this isn't what we were told a week ago. Guys, understand where you are right now.
It's like I told you last week, Brad. All Patterson wants to do is get the new stadium done. He goes to Texas. Guess what? They have four Starbucks inside their football stadium.
Yeah, it's Steve Patterson. And there's a lot to this story, in my view. If, in fact, he leaves, does Todd Graham eventually follow him to Texas? Because, come on, guys, this is not brain surgery here. Who would be the in-house replacement for Steve Patterson? There's a couple of names that I would throw at you. Does this come down to the simple standpoint that, as Steve told me in Stanford in the press box at halftime, that if we're not going to get a stadium done in Tempe, they might as well go back to the WAC? Steve Patterson's a very sharp, very smart guy. I've liked my dealings with Steve Patterson. I hear that he is a bear to work for. Well, guess what? For the first time in a long time, a long, 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 long time, Arizona State is becoming relevant on their football field, in their facilities. And then there's going to be some people over there get all worked up about this stuff. But the facts are, you're not the top school within the Pac-12 conference. I understand that you don't have green and gold and Phil Knight sitting in your bleachers. Would this be a big setback to the athletic department if Steve Patterson left the University of Texas? The story today from Pete Thamel at Sports Illustrated, quote, the wind is blowing towards the desert, an official with Texas said on Tuesday morning. It's leaning that way, but not done. Yesterday, and over the last week, I've been wanting to have Steve on the show. I understand the timing hasn't been quite right. Yesterday, Eric came to me and said Steve Patterson will be on the show tomorrow. Last night, I sent Eric a text and said, I doubt we're going to get Steve Patterson tomorrow. This morning, we get a phone call from Arizona State, and guess what? Steve Patterson had to back out of being on with us for now.
Yeah, you're dead on with that, by the way.
Well, but look, he's not going to put himself out there. He may. I don't know. He may. I'm not going to sit here and talk about things like, so are you excited where the football team is and how's the stadium going? It's, okay, have you sat down, you yourself sat down and talked with Texas? Have any of your representatives sat down and talked with Texas? Steve, has a third party reached out to any of your representatives, any of your relatives, any of your family members, anybody that you've known on the face of the earth, has a third party reached out to you? Has there been a search firm that has reached out to you? And he would say, no, I can't talk about that. Or knowing Steve, he'd come up with a quick one-liner about it. It's kind of like the Notre Dame thing. You know, I thought those good Catholic kids and all that stuff when he stood up to Notre Dame. But, you know, it's not going to be one of these, have you sat and talked with Texas? Because have you sat can always be, well, no, I haven't, but my third party has, or we had an agent reach out. You know, all that stuff where you just sit here and you cut hairs. I've been a part of these things too many times. So we're going to talk about that. You know, Todd Graham going to Texas at some point, if Steve Patterson leaves, makes all the sense in the world. It wouldn't be the first name down there, but certainly you have to look at the blocks that would fall if Steve Patterson were to leave, especially after the malaise that the athletic department has been in since probably the Bruce Snyder era. Don't give me the how the softball team has performed or how the track team has performed. Give me the how the facilities are. The stadium is a dump. It needs to be fixed. And there's too many people that are still stuck in their ways that say, oh, well, it worked fine during the Frank Kush era. No, it doesn't work fine now. It's a hole. It needs to be torn down. And I wouldn't blame Steve. That is the preeminent job in all of the country. The athletic director of Texas. You have your own network. You don't have to sit here and go to the same five people over and over and over to give you big bucks. And look, he may just be using this as leverage. I still think the long vision, my view has been that Steve would end up working with Jerry Colangelo with the new Olympic training center, the new Olympic basketball facility down the road, that he'll outgrow this ASU thing. He'll do the ASU thing. He'll get the stadium built, and then it'll be time for a new challenge. And right about that time, Jerry will look at saying, I've done enough with the Olympic basketball thing. Hey, Steve, come on over here. I've known your dad. And the two of them will work together. It really isn't that hard. So there's that's on my mind today. Here's a few other things on my mind in the world of sports, brought to you by the Honda Resort and Casino. The Honda Resort and Casino, outside of Pine Top, in the beautiful White Mountains. If you've not been to the Honda Resort and Casino, it snowed up there last night. Pictures of snow that I saw. Yeah, it was thundering and lightning out by my house last night in Gilbert. It's great. So if it's doing that down here, it's snowing up there. Snow on the ground, the leaves have turned. Why not head up to the Honda Resort and Casino in the White Mountains? Have yourself a great time. Pull down the slots. Have some fun at the Honda Resort and Casino. So the Steve Patterson situation is fluid. It could change at any moment. It wouldn't surprise me if it came back and he finished second to Oliver Luck. Oliver Luck's a fine candidate. Oliver Luck is probably a little more charismatic from what I've seen and heard on interviews than Steve Patterson. I've never held that against Steve Patterson. Some people have. I think that when you sit and visit with someone, you can tell that there's a lot more there than meets the eye. Patterson has been a part of the marketing experience and business experience. He graduated from Texas as an undergrad and a law student. He's not in the collegiate administrative world, but he's been with the Houston Texans. He's been with the Houston Rockets. He's been with the Portland Trailblazers. If you're the Texas Longhorns, you are moving into a, let's be honest here, all these athletic departments are moving into a professional sports environment. They're huge moneymakers that end up bringing in large amounts of cash. And so you have to treat it as that. If Steve Patterson were to leave, I've always felt that Steve would be here a while and that Rocky Harris, who's the associate assistant who's been with Steve, that Rocky Harris would be the guy down the road. Is he ready now to be an athletic director? I don't know that. Tom Collins, who's been at Ball State, came back here. I like Tom a great deal. He's been the athletic director on a smaller scale. If Steve were to leave, walk out the door tomorrow, could you just plug Tom in on an interim basis? We have seen times at ASU with their athletic director's chair where they've had to plug people in a short period of time. Christine Wilkinson, Dr. Wilkinson was plugged in on an interim basis. But it's at a time where there's so many positive things going on. So there's that's on my mind today with ASU front and center. I talk about the bowl situation now we get into this time of year. What are the bowls looking at with ASU and their schedule down the road? Stanford, Oregon is Thursday night. The Cardinals game, the Suns are in action tonight. Vancouver and the Coyotes. Let's see, what else? Oh, the situation with Aaron Rodgers and his shoulder injury. And a little bit more on Richie Incognito and all that. Matt Williams scheduled to join us on the other side. I'm Brad Sussmat, sports360az.com, sports360az on White Mountain Radio, and of course on Twitter at Brad Sussmat, C-E-S-M-A-T. Brad Sussmat with you, White Mountain Radio, sports360az, on Twitter at Brad Sussmat. The voice you'll hear next is, I'm going to suck up to him a little bit because Matt Williams is one of my favorite people I've dealt with through the years here in Arizona, especially when you think back to when the organization with the Diamondbacks first started. There's a couple of Matt Williams stories that I might throw in here, I might not. My first Matt Williams story, though, involves Yuma, a dumpy little field, Roger Craig hitting grounders to this kid over at shortstop. And I said, Mr. Craig, I'm here to do an interview with you. And he says, well, I need to go take a leak first, then I'll do the interview. But watch that kid at shortstop. His name is Matt Williams. He's 19, and he's going to be a star someday. I don't know if Roger Craig, and I dealt with Roger over in San Diego, and I liked Roger a great deal. I don't know if Roger ever told you, Matt, that you would be a manager at some point.
Oh, no, of course not.
No.
I did get a text from him, though, congratulating me. He was my first, and I learned a lot from him. So he's over in San Diego hanging out at the ranch. And
what's he, about 90 now?
Yeah, he's in his 80s.
Yeah. And, big old cowboy, good guy.
Oh, yeah, I saw him... He threw out a first pitch. Was it last year? I think it was last year in San Diego. He can still wing it in there, man.
Don't mess with him.
I know.
The new manager of the Washington Nationals, first from me to you, congratulations on this. This was coming, right? When did you first think, you know what, I'm going to be a manager?
Well, you never know. I know that last year when Bill Guyvet and the Rockies called KT to asked permission to speak to me about their position, I thought, well, you know, there's a chance here, potentially. It didn't work out for that position, of course, but I got a chance to get in there and have the experience and go through the interview process and spend some time understanding what teams are looking for, certainly. And, you know, the thing I got out of it was you can go in and be an interview candidate for a manager's position, but you have to have a plan going in.
Mm-hmm.
They ask things like, what's your philosophy? What's your baseball philosophy? And, you know, if you don't think about it, you really don't know. So that started me on the journey of trying to become a manager. And the opportunity opened up in Washington because Davey retired, and I've known Riz for a long time. Mm-hmm. So he called and said, hey, you want to sit down and come to Washington and talk a little baseball? And I said, great, yeah, I'd love to do that. And got a chance to meet the Lerner family and sit with Mike and Brian Minetti over there and explain what I thought would be important for that club and moving forward. And they decided to hire me. So I'm excited about that. And we've got a great group of guys, very good team, that can challenge for the National League East. And so it will be fun, and I'm very excited about it.
Matt Williams with Brad Sussmat. Okay, you talked about having a plan. As you were playing, you were so focused on playing, but when did you start to transfer that from player to, because you went through the coaching ranks, but
yeah,
to the manager spot and start to develop that plan, to actually write down notes. If I were to be in this position, here's what I would want to do to help Bryce Harper or Steven Strasburg. When did you start to go through that?
Well, from an in-game perspective, I think you do that as a coach, especially a third base coach. So I, you know, working under Gibby and Tram and those guys, I had to kind of anticipate what they were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We get in a situation during a game, whether Gibby wants to hit and run or put the bunt on, or I had to try to anticipate that. So I started that process of thinking as a manager or thinking about what Gibby may do in a certain situation. So that process starts. When I retired, I did a little bit of the broadcast thing, a little bit of the front office thing, and loved them both. But, you know, my spot's on the field.
Yeah.
And so, you know, once I started coaching, I started to get that itch of, man, it would be really, really cool to be able to run a team one day or to be the manager of a team one day and, try to develop skills that would help me in that respect. So, it's been a kind of a quick journey, but nonetheless, one that I've learned a lot from a lot of people who've given me a lot of help along the way, too.
How about learning to work as a manager with the general manager or manager with owner, because you had Jerry and you had Mr. Kendrick. I mean,
yeah,
you had some good people to learn from, but I'm sure you've had to take that into account too, that there's this whole side of manager, meaning I got to deal with the media every day and they're going to question me about this and that. I'm going to have my owner at times. Hopefully I have an owner that will just let me do my thing. But you've been in, I think, a unique situation here in Arizona where you're able to learn all those traits.
Yeah, I was able to learn it from a front office perspective first, which is great. get an idea of what you see when you sit in the booth. And then, you know, knowing that I'm standing out there and sending a guy home, and if he gets thrown out, then the manager has to answer the questions oftentimes and, you know, why I made that decision. So getting all of that experience has been helpful. Working with a general manager, I think that, for me anyway, knowing Mike, he is 100% focused on winning.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a great opportunity in Washington to do so. So that part of the job is not difficult because we're all on the same end of the rope, pulling as hard as we can. That's not hard. What's new to me is really the inner workings of the GM relationship with ownership and with regard to the team. Because they, you know, GMs have a completely different job than the field manager has in many respects on any given day. So I have to be able to learn that, certainly, work with Mike, work with the ownership in Washington. The Lerner family are deeply involved with the team. I'm sure there are owners around that are kind of away from the club, but the Lerner family is deeply involved with the prospects for the team and wanting to win and know that they have a chance to do so. So that's going to be an interesting aspect to it. Of course, dealing with the media, I was a member of the media, so I understand everybody's got a job to do and everybody has to ask the questions. And as long as I have a plan going in, and as long as I can explain why I made a decision, good or bad, during a game, then I think everything there will be fine. So there's a lot more responsibility, certainly, and I'm up to that, and I'm ready for that, and excited about getting going here.
Yeah. And you're walking into a situation, Matt Williams with us for a couple of minutes. You're going into a situation in Washington where, you know, I don't want to make this sound disparaging towards other organizations because there's only so many Major League Baseball managers, but you're not walking into a situation where you're going to get your teeth kicked in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that I looked at for you when I saw this and said, what a great spot. Yeah, there's going to be expectations. There should be when you have as much young talent. You're walking into a roster that already has some of the very good young pieces in place. And Mike Rizzo's as terrific a guy in the front office as I've dealt with. I don't see a downside to this for you.
No, I don't either. Generally, when a team is looking at hiring a new manager, something's gone drastically wrong. And that's not the case here. Davey decided to go a different direction, get out of the dugout. I know that, and I'm very confident that he'll stay with their organization and in some kind of advisory role,
mm-hmm.
probably to me and probably to Mike. I don't know if that role has been defined yet, but it's not a situation where they're rebuilding and trying to, you know, say, okay, well, we've got to take the next 4 or 5 years, rebuild the farm system, and get back to winning ways. Mike's done that already. They've drafted fantastic. They've developed these players that, you know, the player development side of the Nationals is phenomenal. And they've got the fruits of their labor now in the big leagues and very good big league players. So is it a great situation? Of course. There's pressure that comes along with that, of course. They're on the verge of something really great. And they've hired me to come in and refine that a little bit and get them to where they want to go. So, I mean, and who wouldn't want that job? Who wouldn't want to be the manager of the Nationals and have that team step on that field every day? I'm excited about it. The coaching staff is excited about it. You know, the city of Washington is excited about their team and their future. So I'm ready to step in and see where we can go.
Okay, so what happens when the president comes down to you and wants to shake your hand and say, don't screw up?
Well, that's very good. At least he's a fan. At least he's there.
Right.
And at least he's a fan of the Nationals. I got a chance during the press conference and the days surrounding it to meet the mayor. It's interesting because the politicians in Washington, D.C., you have to be careful because if you take a photo op with one of them, you don't want somebody to think that you're supporting their issues or their side of the aisle or what have you.
I see.
It's a little bit different than Phoenix, for sure. But Senator McCain has invited me down to the Senate floor for lunch, so I'm going to take him up on that and get a better idea of what happens down there.
Listen to you. It'd be fun, yeah.
Is
Erica going to be on the news in D.C.?
No, I don't think so. She's doing some freelance stuff, as you're well aware of, and so she's excited. It's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit nerve-wracking right now because it's a new place and trying to find a place to live and all of those things. But she's excited for me and this opportunity, and we're gonna go and have some fun with it.
Good for you. Stay well. I'll see you down the road. I appreciate the time, and best of luck to you.
You got it. Thanks, Brad.
You got it, Matt.
Okay, man.
It's Matt Williams with us for a couple of minutes. New manager of the Washington Nationals, leaving the Diamondbacks and taking over the Nationals. You're going to go from being a position coach to, hey, by the way, you're going to have Bryce Harper and you're going to have Steven Strasburg, and I could just go down the list of all these great young players that they have. What a great opportunity to walk in to be a manager on one hand. On the other hand, there's no question the spotlight's going to be all over. So the Steve Patterson story in the last few minutes has advanced to the point where it is now being reported in Texas that Steve Patterson has, in fact, been named, or hired, I shouldn't say named, has been hired as the new athletic director at Texas. It's done according to a high-ranking official that Steve Patterson is going to Texas. So on the other side, we're going to talk about the whole impact of this and what it means going forward. Again, the report is that it is now a done deal. If you're an Arizona State fan of where the program has gone just in the last less than 2 years since Lisa Love left, and to see where it is now, this is a big blow. We're going to talk about it on the other side. Eric's been chasing some people on the other side. We'll talk with Chris Cartman, ASUDevils.com, among others. That comes up after this timeout. Brad Susmat with you. A busy Tuesday. Thanks again to Matt Williams, former Diamondback, here on Sports360AZ.com, on Twitter at Brad Susmat. Steve Patterson leaving Arizona State on his way to Texas. I can't blame him. This is a big setback to ASU. From my view, this is not unexpected in my view either. Here's Chris Cartman now, publisher-editor. He joins us on several occasions, part of what we do here at Sports 360 AZ. He is with ASUDevils.com, handles all of it. I'm sure he's going to have a busy day in front of them. Are you surprised that Steve Patterson is leaving?
Not surprised. As you know, Brad, he went to Texas as an undergrad, Texas for law school. The reports out of Austin are saying that Steve Patterson is going to make in excess of $1 million. His contract was just extended, and he got a raise to about $450,000. So we're talking about more than twice the amount of money. Obviously, it's one of the most prestigious jobs in the country. If you're an athletic administrator, you don't have to worry about the fundraising component. You know, it's just a much easier environment. You know, that for ASU, it comes at a very bad time, of course, with the stadium project that he spearheaded. But I'm sure he probably wanted to see that finished. But there's no way that this was going to be turned down, in my opinion, if it really got to this point.
Chris Cartman, ASUDevils.com, with the breaking news. Steve Patterson leaving Arizona State as athletic director to take over at Texas. Where do they go from here for a replacement? With in-house, to me, you look around. Rocky Harris, I thought, down the road would be somebody that they would look at. Tom Collins, who's one of the associate athletic directors, was the AD at Ball State. We've seen in the past where they've Christine Wilkinson, Dr. Wilkinson, was put in an interim basis. What do they do in the interim?
It's a very good question, and I'm going to be spending a lot of time trying to figure that out. The thing about this, Brad, is this took all of ASU by surprise. And even to this, even to right now, when I jumped on the phone with you, no ASU source had confirmed this. And what that tells me, and I'm talking to some really, you know, high-level people, so what this really confirms for me is that Patterson has kept them in the dark. You probably saw the reports last week, and we didn't report it, but others locally in the Valley reported that that he was going to be staying at ASU, wasn't interested in the job, even had turned down the job, FoxSportsArizona.com reported. And just we hadn't heard that, but what we had heard was the people around him closest to Patterson were saying that he was telling them that he wasn't interested. And so when that's the case, it's not like you already have your plan in place ready to go for what you do in the event that this happens. particularly considering the fact that he was a relatively new hire, less than 2 years on the job, and like I said before, in the middle of this renovation process, trying to get the stadium financed. Now, I will say, to make a great point, Rocky Harris is a star in the making. In my years, my experience, my dialogue with a lot of people at ASU over the years, he's probably the most impressive individual that I've spoken with that was an administrator at a pretty high level at ASU. He's young. He's 37 or 38 years old. So, and he's never, had the top job. You know, not even at a smaller place, much less a place like ASU, which is a legitimate, top 30 type athletic department.
Right.
So, do you just turn the reins over to a guy like that? I think there's going to be a lot of hesitancy to do that on the part of Michael Crow. He's somebody who historically has wanted to, make splash type hires, go with guys who have a name cachet. And so I think he'll probably want to go that way. And on an interim basis, I really frankly don't know. I could see either of the scenarios that you have given as possibilities.
Okay, before I let you go here, and I got about 45 seconds, Todd Graham going to Texas now that Steve Patterson is at Texas. At some point, this story is not going to go away.
It's already something that we're talking about and thinking about. It went from basically there's no way that he was going to be the candidate to now, if they can't hire at Texas, well, then Graham becomes a possibility. And so we're going to be delving into that also.
Let you go off that. Appreciate your time and your insight on short notice. Chris Cartman, ASUDevils.com with us. So I look at this, and the Todd Graham going to Texas at some point angle can be denied all day long by people at ASU. But come on, it's Texas. And ASU aspires, but they're a long ways away. Steve Patterson did exactly what he needed to do here on an interim basis, and that is build the program up. Get the program national recognition. This is not a day that you look at and you say, wow, this is a huge blow to Arizona State leaving Steve Patterson. I'm sure some people on that level will go that route, and it only makes logical sense. You could also say that the program is in much better shape in a short period of time, but the whole issue of the stadium now hanging out there and who is the visionary to push this forward. Steve told me at Stanford, if we can't get this stadium renovation fixed, we might as well go back to the WAC. And that was on the same day he was going over to Cal to tour their stadium. That was a month ago. And now he's leaving for Texas. Jeff Van Rapport, Sun Devil analyst, legendary quarterback, big voice on campus at ASU, joins us. Are you surprised with the news, Steve Patterson going to Texas?
No, I don't think. Not in the least. I mean, if somebody offered you Texas and double your salary and you looked at the kind of what you just mentioned, what you're faced with here, there's a lot of heavy lifting still to be done at Arizona State, so I understand completely. He's from Texas. Get that totally. Think it's probably a good move for him.
What does this do to ASU, Jeff, today?
I don't think it does anything. I think, if anything, it probably puts you in a better light. I give Dr. Crow a lot of credit from the standpoint that, he had hired Lisa Love and changed course on that, rectified that situation, brought in somebody who, in a short period of time, was hired away by the school with the largest athletic budget, I believe. Isn't Texas ahead of Ohio State, Brad?
Yeah, yes.
I think it's like $130 million plus or minus operating budget, and I think ASU is between 30 and 40. So, you look at that, and when people are leaving Arizona State and they're going to the number one or number two school in the country, that's probably a pretty good sign to me that, like you mentioned, things are on the upswing, and you let them go, you move on, and you get somebody else that can take you to the next level.
Well, and we were just talking with Chris Cartman, and the details are already starting to leak out there, Jeff, that he's going to be paid in excess of $1 million. Here with ASU, he just renegotiated for $450,000. So, let's not sit here and get all over Steve Patterson's case. If you or I were offered $500,000 more to go halfway across the country to the school that we graduated from that already has their own television network, they're not part of a Pac-12 network, they have their own Longhorn network. Who wouldn't go?
Yeah, I was texting with some guys this morning, and the rumor was I was going to stay him, and our comments were, A, why, or B, he wasn't offered the job. And I think in that regard, keep in mind, Texas has no state taxes as well. So, you know, it's a lot of dollars. It's a vibrant economy down there. Got a chance to put your, you know, make your imprint on it. For me, I think, you know, it's a win. I mean, I'm glad. I'm happy for Steve. And I think it's also an opportunity for, you know, for ASU to get somebody in here. They're going to need to get, you know, somebody that really has kind of that visionary growth side to them. You know, somebody who's a business person, not, you know, not an athletic administrator. Because I think what we're faced with now is very much what we were faced with, you know, in the 70s when Dick Tamburo was here. And you look at the construction of Packard and Kajikao Practice Field, and you look at the, you know, the base on the Whitman Tennis Center, all of those things, those major expansions, we're back in that same mode. So we need somebody that can get that done, can galvanize the alumni base. You know, and you know, Steve, I think, is very good, but I think somebody else can come in and do just as good a job.
Well, and Jeff Van Rapport, so before I let you go, so internally, taking over, we don't know. I would think it was much like when Christine took over on an interim basis, and she had to just get through and do a good job. Christine Wilkinson, Rocky Harris, Tom Collins just returned from Ball State where he was athletic director. In the interim basis, you don't want to let the momentum of the stadium issue go to the side. I guess that's my biggest concern, Jeff. And I'm not even a grad of ASU, but for you, the momentum of the stadium, I've never felt it being stronger than it is right now. This is a crucial hire here in the interim basis to not lose that momentum.
Well, I think there's enough people that, you know, that could take this project and run with it. I mean, there's, you know, within the university itself, you know, it's got to be on Dr. Crow's radar very, very high or near the top of his priorities. So whether it be, you know, Christine Wilkinson, whether it be Rick Shangraw, you know, there's a lot of people that are very, very qualified. This is not like running athletics. This is an expansion project. This mm-hmm. this has more of a business flair to it than the academic side. The reality is, you know, from a pure athletic side, you know, if you would have told me, hey, we lost Gene Boyd, who's in charge of athletic academics and progress, especially for football, I would say that's a major, major blow.
Mm.
I think you can go find, you know, I think you can go find a great athletic director to come in here and replace him, and I think you're going to be able to find enough business people that are on campus, or even, I don't even know if you turn it to somebody else, but this decision on the stadium was not being made in a vacuum by Steve Patterson alone.
How about the whole angle of now that Steve Patterson is there and when Texas is looking for a new football coach that he looks at Todd Graham?
You know, I don't think Todd's going to go anywhere. I really don't. And I think that from Texas's perspective, you know, if you're Steve Patterson and, you know, you're going to make your first move, if you're Texas, you know, nothing against Coach Graham. I think he's doing a fantastic job. But Texas is going to start, and their first group is going to be looking at guys like, you know, Jeff Fisher, Gary Kubiak, Jack Del Rio, you know, the guys that are in the NFL, maybe, you know, that group that could come down, i.e. like a Pete Carroll type guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to look at, you know, do you look at Stoops at Oklahoma? Do you look at, I mean, you can look at anybody if you're Texas because you're not bound by restraints on dollars. And so I think that's going to be a pretty wide list. I'm sure, you know, Coach Graham may be considered, you know, in that. But I think Texas has a lot of resources and go a lot of different directions.
Before I let you go, so are you going to help out on any of this? I know you're always there for the school. You bleed maroon and gold. Do you want to be involved in any of this stuff?
You know, I'm on the alumni council, you know, not for athletics, but just in general for the alumni association. And, you know, I would love to be involved to whatever extent they ask. But I think, you know, these things, you know, as you know, when we watch the coaching searches, whenever you watch a search like this, it tends to be very, very quiet. A very small group of people will be kind of curious. I think there's probably less feedback requested or, you know, felt like needs to be inputted from the outside on an athletic director than it does maybe on a head coach on a sport, you know, per se. It was very volatile with Coach Graham and people were trying to get involved. You know, you look at some of those changes, I think they'll solicit more feedback from that. But I mean, I agree with you, Brad. I mean, don't you think it's great? I'm happy for Steve, but I don't think it's the end of the world. I think it's a positive thing, if anything, for ASU.
Here's where I am on that. You're right that he is going to a job that you can look at and say, well, shoot, any of us would go to Texas. I guess my concern here locally, Jeff, is you can't, and if you believe that there's enough people that can push the stadium project seamlessly ahead without having Steve here, then I'm fine with that. I just don't want to sit here a year from now and get the, well, when Patterson left, it set us back 6 months, 8 months, well, we had to have a different vision. The new person who came in had a completely different view on how to push this through. I guess that's my concern, because the stadium is the number one issue that's got to get addressed.
Well, there was a committee formed, and I know that when we played Notre Dame down in Dallas, you know, that group went and visited stadiums in Texas. And that group has visited stadiums in the conference. And so two things occurred. One is, if that group doesn't have notes, vision, ideas, agreed-upon concepts that is a collective decision for what's best for Arizona State football, then A, shame on that group, and B, shame on Steve Patterson, because you want to leave things in a better state than when you inherited them. That's what you just mentioned a minute ago.
Yep.
So I have to believe that that's the case. You know, and number two, as far as Steve Cohen's, I always look at it, is somebody running from something or are they running to something? Mm-hmm. And clearly this is a situation where he is running to an opportunity that, you know, is greater than Arizona State.
$1.4 million is now what's being reported in Texas. So, I mean, it's just changes while you and I are sitting here. So it's $1 million more.
You know, I think the other thing, maybe that if you look outside of the kind of the ripple effect on this, I hope the Board of Regents kind of stands up and takes notice of a couple of things, that the outside market for talent, whether it be coaches or administrators, is potentially greater than what they think. I think the Board of Regents is making a huge mistake by limiting assistant coaches' salaries in the state of Arizona to one-year contracts.
Mm.
I mean, if you know, imagine this. Let's play what if, okay? Because this is about somebody offering more money. Somebody comes along and offers, let's say, a Mike Norvell, who's an issues offensive coordinator, a lot of money. Well, if your other schools in the conference and you want a coordinator, I know for a fact that the coordinator at one of the new schools that joined the Pac-12 South, I'll leave it at that, has a 3-year contract.
Wow.
Well, ASU can offer a 1-year contract. Well, how do you keep and retain good people when, you know, your Board of Regents today is either out of whack dollar-wise or, B, is out of whack on the contract terms? And to me, those are, you know, if you tell me what's a bigger issue, I'd rather get the contracts addressed with the coaches. We can find good ADs. I think those are easier to find than good head coaches that fit the culture of an area.
I'll let you go off that. Great insight. Appreciate it on short notice. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it. Jeff Van Rapport's there with us for a couple of minutes. So, you know, as the day progresses, the narrative is going to be this. Okay, so Steve leaves the stadium. What's going to happen there? What's going to happen with Todd Graham down the road? Guys, you have to talk about Herb Sendek front and center on this too, because Steve was right there with Herb Sendek and Jahiz in his last year, and we know where the program is going. New AD is going to come in, and new AD is going to have different ideas on things. Changes, you know, in a case like this, I can't blame Steve Patterson. Anybody who calls Steve Patterson I've gotten a bunch of four-letter stuff on him leaving. Come on, are you kidding me? It's $1.4 million versus $450K. This is not even close. It's Texas. I'm sorry. Deal with it. I'm Brad Sussmann. On tomorrow's show, of course, fantasy football. On Wednesdays, Michael Fabiano with the NFL Network. Tomorrow, Jake Plummer is supposed to be playing golf at the Fiesta Bowl Million Dollar Hole in One. Of course, Jake joins us every Thursday here on the show. So maybe we'll have Jake on. Maybe we'll send Jared out. Jared won on Family Feud last night. Took home $20,000. So he can put gas in the tank, and he can run over to the Biltmore and be out the Fiesta Bowl Million Dollar Hole in One with Jake. That's true. Jared did win his $20,000. We'll talk about that with Jared probably tomorrow with the way that things are going. So the Steve Patterson story. Well, first, let me just say this segment of the show brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford, where it's all about you. General Manager Tim Hovick, I'm sure right now that as Tim is listening to me and is out there at Santan Ford, he's saying, man, oh man, Steve Patterson leaving Arizona State for Texas for over $1 million when he had $450,000. I'd go too. Well, maybe not. Santan Ford, where it's all about you, the vehicle that you are looking at right now. It's time to pull the trigger on that. The year end is coming. The holidays are right around the corner. Where are you going to Thanksgiving at? You're going to be in that vehicle that you're saying to yourself, it's a clunker. I'm tired of it. I need more space. How about the F-150 to head up to the mountains for the snow? It snowed last night in Pine Top and Sholo. Before you know it, sunrise is going to be open. How about if you're heading over to the coast, like me, I'm going to be heading over to the coast. in the F-150. Maybe it's in the Fusion Hybrid from Santan Ford. Santan Ford, a big part of what we do here at Sports 360 AZ. Santan Ford, it's all about you. The Steve Patterson deal, in Texas, they are saying that it is done. On social media today, Gil Brandt, who is part of the NFL Network, Gil, of course, with the Dallas Cowboys for a long time, Gil just sent out a tweet, have known new Texas AD Steve Patterson since he was a kid, and Father Ray was prez of the expansion Bucks in 1968. He'll do well at Texas. Pat 40 with Yahoo, Texas AD Steve Patterson, astute businessman. Don't think he's ever hired a coach. Ties to state and school. Wonder if McNair's put in a word. That's pretty interesting. Of course, the McNairs were there with in Houston. Let's see. Pete Thamel with SI. Eric, Pete Thamel's been out front on all this. ASU Steve Patterson will be the next AD at Texas. Dunn says high-ranking Texas official. The recent ADs at ASU. So you had Kevin White, who used ASU as a stepping stone. Kevin White came in and went from ASU to Notre Dame to Duke. So he left ASU to go to Notre Dame. Significant upgrade. You had Gene Smith. Came to ASU, used ASU, went to Ohio State. Significant upgrade. And you had the Lisa Love era. We'll just say that's forgettable. Now you have Steve Patterson. He's on the job for less than 2 years and leaves ASU to go to Texas. So three of the last four athletic directors have gone to Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Texas from Arizona State. Pretty impressive. Do you ever think that there will be a time where those athletic directors at Ohio State or Notre Dame or Texas will say, I'm leaving this school to go to Arizona State? And the chances on that are, no offense, ASU fans, slim and none. But I agree with something Jeff Van Rapport said earlier, and that is, and I've said this on the show too, you don't have to have the athletic guy. You have to have the astute business guy. And I think that where they are right now, it's a really interesting time. I mean, we've talked here for the last 30 minutes about the stadium and about Todd Graham going. And on the Arizona State end, when you find out the total number that's now on Twitter, at least by several outlets, that's over $1 million, and he was bumped to $450,000. I don't blame Steve Patterson. Here's Doug Haller. Doug Haller in the middle of the beat, AZ Central Sports. It covers ASU inside and out. Are you surprised by this news of Steve Patterson?
I'm not surprised, just for the reasons you mentioned. I mean, if you're an athletic director in college athletics, Texas is what you shoot for. You know, this is a school that has almost limitless resources. You know, if they want to build a stadium, they're not going to have a hard time raising funds for that. You know, they have something going there with the Texas network that they're continuing to build. So no, I'm not surprised. Just the way it's unfolded, and you know how these are, Brad, they're always, job searches are always messy. There's a lot of misdirection. People kind of float things out there to spin things different ways.
Sure.
But the thing that, you know, the people I've contacted today, from the ASU end are pretty stunned about this. So I don't think they really saw this coming. Maybe within the last couple of days, I think maybe they started to see it. It was just a bad time for him to leave ASU, which I'm sure you've discussed.
Yeah, I mean, with the stadium project, Todd Graham and Texas, I think that's more of a reach at this point, Doug. But I think the stadium issue for where they were right now, Steve was turning around the Titanic, I felt like. The public perception that, oh, Sun Devil Stadium's great. No, it's a dump. Yeah, no, we don't need to have improvements. We've been sitting in our seats for 30 years. That's why we're in this problem.
Well, he was great for ASU in the fact that Steve was tenacious. He was a bulldog, or he is a bulldog. You know, just the way he stood up to Notre Dame, most schools wouldn't have done that. ASU in the past would not have done that. But he fought, you know, he threatened to sue, and they ended up getting a home game that's going to mean millions of dollars for ASU. Tremendous. He was brought in pretty much to renovate Sun Devil Stadium. That was his project. And now, you know, he's leaving at a time where there are a lot of unknowns for that. I don't think for one second that Texas interviews any athletic director for this job at this point without discussing the hiring of their next football coach. Yes, Matt Brown's still there, but he's not going to be there forever. I think that had to be a huge part of the interview process. So, you know, the Texas people want Nick Saban. Maybe they ask Steve, how do you go about Nick Saban? I do agree. I think it's a reach. I think it would be a tough sell for that fan base to say we're going to hire a guy who's still building something, who hasn't really accomplished, hasn't played in a BCS bowl game. I think that's a reach. I think a lot of things would have to go wrong for the coaching search. Nothing against Ty Graham. But I just know Texas is thinking on a much higher level. And then if you think of basketball, Steve was great for Herb Sendek. I mean, Herb Sendek and the basketball program had two terrible years. A new athletic director comes in. No one would have blamed Steve Patterson when he got the job if he said, you know what, we need to make a change in our basketball program. But he supported Herb Sendek. He gave him a little cushion. It looks like ASU basketball is maybe starting to get some, you know, turn things around a little bit, and that situation might change. So, you know, there are a number of levels that this could affect ASU.
I had Jeff Van Rapport on earlier. We're talking about Doug Haller, by the way. AZ Central Sports covers ASU, does a terrific job, has a real passion for it. You can check out his stuff throughout the day today as this story progresses. He's one of those must follows. And Jeff said, look, Brad, this is not a bad day for ASU in this sense. And that is, and I agree with this, you lost a guy to Texas. So Kevin White left ASU to go to Notre Dame. Gene Smith left ASU to go to Ohio State. Where I think it's bad, Doug, is ASU is merely nothing more than a stepping stone in that position. And it's got to change at some point, and I don't know what it's going to take. And the replacement in the interim for Steve Patterson, is it Rocky Harris who's on staff? Is it Tom Collins who came back from Ball State? I don't know that. But I think that there's several moving parts here. It's not just at losing an AD to Texas because of more money.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's... It is a good thing, I guess, that your athletic director, that people think, enough of them to scoop them up. That means you're hiring good people in the process.
Right.
But there does need to be some level of sustainability to build something. You need some, the guys in the same positions. You need a commitment. I understand exactly what Steve Patterson did. I think most people probably would have done the same thing. But, it's going to set them back a little bit just because now it's going to take some time to figure out what they're going to do. I know a lot of people in that building think very highly of Rocky Harris, as you mentioned. Steve brought Rocky Harris here, though. So what does that do?
Is he ready, though? I think the perception is he'd be ready in a few years. I think that's the vibe.
He's young.
Been.
I mean, yeah. Rocky is, without question, a bright guy, and I think everybody who spends time with him knows he's going to be an athletic director someday. I don't know when that day might come, but... it definitely kind of puts them in this kind of unknown area right now.
And whoever, Doug, pardon me for jumping all over you, but our time is short. Whoever comes in is going to have to deal immediately with Herb Sendek's situation, because Jahi's leaving, and from what I've seen on the outside, it's not a given that thing's turned around.
It will be. It will be an issue. If they don't make the NCAA tournament this year. You would have a second-round draft pick last year. You would have probably a first-round draft pick this year, and not taking that next step. I think ASU will be basketball will take that next step this year and make the tournament. But that that's an issue. And then usually when an athletic director comes in, they have their own guys in mind.
Yep.
And I also think a big off-season issue for this athletic department is what are they going to do to keep Mike Norvell here? Because they've already bumped up his salary once, but every time that guy goes out. They're moving the football pretty well, and he's going to be in demand. You see his name already popping up, at different places on the internet as far as who's going to be a guy the programs are going to go after. How much are they willing to spend or pay an offensive coordinator? These are all things that Steve Patterson was very supportive. He bumped up the assistant salary. Football coaches pulled significantly after Dennis Erickson left. He gave Mike Norvell a great pay raise, but, this is a commitment thing. Steve Patterson seemed to be on board to building something here, and now we're going to have to see who they bring in next.
Let you go off that. I know you're busy. Appreciate your time, as always. Thanks.
Thanks, Brad.
Doug Haller, AZ Central Sports, with us for a couple of minutes. We're cutting hairs on this deal with Patterson. I saw where Stuart Mandel, and I like Stuart. Patterson was involved in the coaching search, was involved in the search behind the scenes. Remember when ASU thought they had a deal with June Jones and that Patterson wasn't hired until March, but I think he had a stronger voice in all that. And I think the deal with June Jones was that was a Michael Crow deal to Lee Steinberg, the agent. Remember we had Lee on the air that thought the deal was done. 30 minutes later, no, it's not done. I can't believe anybody at ASU is just surprised by this, but come on. It's over $1 million. It's Texas. I'm Brad Sussmat on Twitter at Brad Sussmat, C-E-S-M-A-T, our website, sports360az.com. Thanks for being with us. The day has progressed with, we had Matt Williams, and then the story of Steve Patterson going to Texas. As the day has progressed, Steve Patterson leaving Arizona State as director of athletics to take over in Texas. We've seen reports in Texas varying between $1.1 million and $1.4 million for Steve Patterson. Remember, for context's sake, in the sake of context, understand this. He just got a raise at ASU that put him at $450,000 for the job. Okay? If any of us were approached and said, hey, we're going to double your number and you're going to take over this program that has been rudderless here recently. Because think about this for Texas. Was it last year, their baseball program, their basketball program didn't make the postseason? It's Texas. Are you kidding me? And their football program has been a disaster early in the season. Mack Brown's done one of the great jobs in keeping his job alive. Steve Patterson, for what they've had here in the short period of time, in just less than 2 years, for him to demonstrate to Texas that they were able to do things at Arizona State and leave the program here and to move on and to make it a better place, it's pretty impressive. Joining us for a couple of minutes, NFL.com draft expert, someone who sent out a tweet earlier of his great respect and admiration for Steve Patterson, is Gil Brandt, NFL.com draft expert. He joins Brad Sussmat as we continue with wall-to-wall coverage, one guest after another on Steve Patterson leaving ASU for Texas. Hi, Gil. Appreciate you joining us on short notice. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Steve Patterson, your reaction when you heard the news that he is going to be the AD at Texas, Gil?
Well, I think it's a great hire, and I say that because I think that there's one thing you can't do is legislate against intelligence. And I think that Steve is really a very smart guy. You know, his dad was Ray Patterson, who was very active in athletics. I think he was the first general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks and had been a high school coach and principal at Wayland Academy in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. So I think the guy is well-educated. He's been around the game. The only thing I don't know if he's getting into, he's going to have a lot more bosses at Texas than he had at Arizona State, because there's a lot of people there outside of the program itself, you know, that want to be involved in the program, and I'm sure that with his demeanor, he'll handle it well.
Gil, the program that he's coming into here at ASU, he just received an increase to $450,000. The reports today at Texas are it's going to be over $1 million. It makes perfect sense for him to leave from here to there. But the big programs there, we've seen the football struggles, although recently they've turned it around. Basketball's been down. Baseball's been down. Just overall, the Texas athletic department that Steve Patterson is inheriting.
Well, I think he's inheriting a house that's built for success. And I say that because they, first of all, have got great facilities, whether it be the baseball field, whether it be the football stadium. They have something to build around, and you don't have to do a lot of repair. They got a great stadium in which they play at. So they've got a lot of things going for them. But you know, there's always people at the college level or in the pro level that think so-and-so is a good coach. Others think he's not a good coach. And I think that both Barnes and Brown have done a great job there. In basketball, it's a little hard when you keep losing guys that you think are going to be your players after 1 year to maintain a program. And I don't think that there's anybody that I know of that does as good a job of coaching and without any problems as Mack Brown does at Texas. And I think that, you know, if you're an alumni of a university, I think that there's two things that are important. One, loss, and no problems.
Mm-hmm.
And Mack has really not had any problems there. And I guess when you win 10 games a year for so many years, and then you slump down and win 5 and 6, basically because you didn't have a quarterback, you know, that creates a stir, and I'm sure that Steve will be able to address that and fix it.
And out here, he was trying to fix a football stadium issue and get Sun Devil Stadium up to standards. There's no facilities issues at all at Texas that I'm aware of.
No, none whatsoever. And the way I understand it is the surplus is considerably more than I think what was one time an Arizona State deficit.
Wow. Before I let you go, so you mentioned earlier about reporting to a number of people or having a number of influences. It's really interesting. Can you elaborate on that a little bit further, Gil?
Well, I don't think if I said reporting to, I meant to say dealing with. And what happens is that when you have people that contribute a lot of money to an athletic program, you know, they want to be heard is what it amounts to. And I think probably Texas, because of the economy, has more contributors to the athletic program with big dollars probably than any other school in the country is what it amounts to. And as I say, those are the people that are going to be calling you and saying, you know, Steve, I think you should do this, or Steve, I think this would be the best thing to do, and so forth and so on. So I think that, but as I said, I know the man, his demeanor, I think he'll handle it well.
Gil, appreciate the time on short notice. Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Gil Brandt, NFL.com, draft expert now down in Texas, of course, has followed it through the years. We're going to shift gears on the other side, talk some baseball. The new manager of the Washington Nationals, Matt Williams, former Diamondback. I'm going to talk with Matt Williams about taking over there and then much more on this subject today as we continue on Tuesday's show. We're on White Mountain Radio, of course. Good people at White Mountain Radio. And on Twitter, at Brad Cesmat, C-E-S-M-A-T. Our website, sports360az.com, continues to grow by leaps and bounds. Plenty of support. Love the fact that some people are jumping on board with us, checking us out on a daily basis. Stay with us.